we had one nursery possibly supplying 5 million pine seedlings to people over the state. And in recent years, that has grown to over 100 million seedlings a year, distributed a year in Florida. And it was, I received a number of awards, I'm forgotten, and honors because of my contribution to in the various phases of forestry, particularly the prevention of forest fires.
That's very interesting. Oh, one, some other questions I was having, wondering. Yes, your parents' birthplace, where was your mother born?
My mother was born in St. Augustine. My father was born in St. Augustine. My mother was born in 1869, and my father was born in 1862.
Oh, and your parents' education?
My parents, my mother was a graduate of St. Joseph's Academy here, high school education. My father had a very limited education through the eighth grade. He was a man that was somewhat, you'd call, self-educated, as I claim to be myself. He was, for many, many years, the superintendent of the waterworks of the city here, a rather responsible position, and it was, which he had the job when he died suddenly. In 1915.
What did you say his occupation was, pardon?
Superintendent of the city waterworks in the city.
And your mother was a housewife?
Housewife all her life. As I said, she lived to be 96 years old.
Wow.
My father-in-law is now 97. My mother was always 11 years older than my father-in-law. They knew each other well. And now my father-in-law has outlived my mother. My mother was 96 when she died, and my father-in-law is still living at 97.
Wow, that's amazing. Oh yeah, your maternal grandparents, I was wondering.
Let's see, maternal grandparents.
Yeah, well,
that's my father's people. Now that's Barbara.
And this is your father's side?
This is my father's mother.
Oh,
it was Barbara, member of an old Menorcan family. And his father was Jose, who was born in December 1825. He was a twin. His twin brother, Anthony Domingo, became the first Catholic bishop of San Antonio, Texas.
I'm wondering, where was your father's father born?
My father's father was born in St. Augustine in December 1825. And he was a twin. His twin brother, Anthony Domingo, who was born, of course, the same time, was ordained a Catholic priest, and the Pope appointed him the first Catholic bishop of San Antonio, Texas.
Wow.
And in that capacity, he was the owner of the Alamo, which is rather interesting and odd. And he sold the Alamo to the state of Texas